Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
We want to get back into talking about the Texans game. Cowboys blew out the Texans 34-0. Obviously, lots of different guys stood out in this game. Michael Gallup looks ready to go. Michael Gallup looks like he's ready to take that next step and be a pretty dominant number two receiver.
I think they were headed that way already, Ben, but one thing I was thinking the other day is one of the benefits to Amari Cooper being out of the mix is it's very clear Dak is looking for him. And I think that only bolsters those things. I mean, they'd spent time working in the offseason. It's not like this is the only reason it happened, but it's really provided an opportunity for Gallup to shine as a primary option here. And so, assuming Amari Cooper is going to be out there and healthy, I'm hoping the Cooper-Gallup 1-2 looks really, really good, and Gallup and Dak have really developed something.
Yeah, and they call it RKG, right? Right kind of guy? The Garrett guys, RKGs? Mm-hmm. He is.
Yeah.
I mean, he's exceptional in every way, and I was reading Broadus at DallasCowboys.com talking about how he's more physical, he's not getting pushed around, he's fighting for the ball. Just an impressive game from Michael Gallup, which gives you a lot of confidence, especially to your point when Cooper gets back.
And an update on Amari Cooper, possibly, or at least a little speculation, tomorrow at 11 on the Ben and Skin Show, and we have Dr. Chow, pro football doc.
So
we're going to ask him all kinds of feet questions. Amari Cooper, Antonio Brown, Rex Ryan, all kinds of feet questions tomorrow at 11 on the Ben and Skin Show.
All right, love it. Okay, let's talk about Taco. Are you guys, you know, obviously he's had a really good camp for his standard. You know, I mean, I didn't even know if he was going to make the team. He's been really good, and obviously two sacks, 1 to 2 forced fumbles, depending on which box score you look at, recovered one of them. And then after the game, he basically said, I haven't done anything.
Can we include him as part of our incredible deal we're stringing together for Jadeveon Clowney?
No, I've considered that because he's not sunken cost, right?
No.
Now, the Texans have been very open. They want offensive line, running back, or wide receiver help.
Yeah.
So, but that's interesting. All I need from Taco, I know he was a first-round pick or whatever, I need him to not be sunken cost. Okay,
yeah.
So I've got him. Is he a rotational defensive end at this point? Yes. All right. If he's one of my top four defensive ends, then I'm considering that a win going forward.
This is such a great philosophy. Times change. But this is what the Cowboys had in the early 90s. And if Tank is their Haley, they have it. They had a defensive line that had like 8 dudes that could go. And they just came at you in waves. And at the end of that game, when most defensive lines are tired, the Cowboys never were. And they can put themselves in a position if these guys, I mean, they got tough decisions to make. We were talking about this last week. Jerry Jones went on that Blue Star Network and said that he thought Jackson would contribute this year. And I'm going, what? I thought he might be a practice squad player. There are waves of guys that they anticipate can contribute in-game starting week one. We have not even seen their two best pass rushers really out there yet in Quinn and Tank.
Right, and not even Randy Gregory. maybe their third best. I don't know when he's coming. But I think one of the tougher decisions is the receiver position. They're loaded there as well. And it's not like there's, you know, Pro Bowl talent all over the place, but they've got tough decisions to make. The guys that they decide not to keep, well, a couple of them could get picked up by other teams. Mm-hmm. Devin Smith and Cedric Wilson are battling for a spot. Devin Smith, 6 catches, 79 yards. He's got the pedigree, former second-round pick. And Cedric Wilson, I think a fifth-round pick, 3 catches, 37 yards. And, you know, it really comes down to, all right, what are you going to do? Are you going to go with a guy who at one point was, you know, had that pedigree, was a second-round pick? Are you going to go with the guy that you invested in yourself, you've been patient, you've waited for? He's been banged up, but, you know, who do you like out of that?
Devin Smith makes my team. Now, the thing I don't know about Cedric Wilson is, can they put him back on the practice squad?
I can try.
Okay, I just didn't know. I don't know the rules about when you have to, when you're not allowed to put those guys on there anymore. To me, Devin Smith makes this team.
Yeah.
Just based on what I've seen in game two and game three.
The punt return, very interesting from Cedric Wilson, too.
Yeah.
He wouldn't be your guy. I think Tavon's your punt returner, and Cobb will be your Cole Beasley fair catch type guy. Punt returner, but there's a little extra added value. It may come down to who can play special teams, because then you start looking at roster decisions at the back end of the roster. It's who's playing the most special team snaps. We've been talking about these cornerbacks. I'm trying to pivot here, but talking about these cornerbacks. You know which cornerback plays a ton of special teams? It's C.J. Goodwin. Mm-hmm. And you've seen him in the last two preseason games. He came up with the muff punt the other night, but you've seen him in the last two preseason games make special teams plays. He makes the team. Absolutely does, and we never talk about it.
This is how you. There's a lot of different ways to win football games, but when is the last time that we had this many significant conversations about end of the roster guys?
It's been a long time.
It's been a long time.
I'm not sure
dudes.
If that's ever happened.
No, there's good NFL players that the Cowboys are going to cut.
Okay, so let's go back to the receiver position. How many are they going to keep?
Six.
All right, so you're keeping Cooper, Gallup, Cobb, and Tavon,
mm-hmm.
right? You're keeping those four no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And then
Wilson and Smith?
It's Wilson, it's Davis, it's Brown.
I keep forgetting about Brown.
Let's go ahead and get rid of Davis. It's going to be between Devin Smith, Cedric Wilson, and Noah Brown.
Yeah.
Noah Brown, depending on what the roster looks like in other areas, it may be a situation where six guys make it, Noah Brown starting the season on the pup.
Pup him up, the six-game pup.
That may be happening. So, you know, Donovan Alumba's a guy we've been talking about at cornerback. And it's like, okay, they like him. We know they like him. We've seen him make plays. And then you go watch the preseason game the last 2 weeks, and C.J. Goodwin's making plays.
Yeah.
And no one's talking about him. And, you know, rookie Michael Jackson's a project and things like him. He's going to make the team. Connor McGovern hadn't practiced. He makes your 53-man roster.
Right.
And he's got a boob issue.
Okay.
Oh, it's a pec, actually. It's a pec.
Same thing.
How many running backs make the roster? Not fullbacks. There'll be one fullback.
I think it's three running backs and a fullback.
Zeke, Olawale,
and Pollard.
And Alfred Morris.
Yes.
So Broadus has been talking a lot about Jordan Chun, and he looked fantastic again at the 12-yard touchdown. He runs tough.
Mm-hmm.
Broadus was talking about he does an incredible job on special teams. That could be a tough cut.
Yeah. So we all agree that Darius Jackson and Weber aren't making this team, or they're practice squad candidates, I suppose.
Trade candidates. Cut candidates. Yeah, you try to practice squad Weber. Weber is last year's Bo Scarborough. I mean, that's what that's turned into.
Right. By the way, did he catch on anywhere?
No.
Has anybody seen?
No.
I think he's doing stand-up comedy.
Who else? Scarborough Fair.
Who else do you guys think made the roster with their performance?
He had
Saturday?
The worst jokes.
I think your safety three right now is Donovan Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
That's your safety three.
God, that was a nice job getting his feet in, dude.
Man, I did not like his college tape at Texas A&M, and then his athletic testing numbers were not great. But that's just a good thing of just. I don't know if this was a Rashard find or who found this guy for the Cowboys. I'm not sure if what scout. He had a couple fans in the building who went and worked him out. Said, no, I like this guy, and he's smart.
They like that he knows
how to play this scheme.
This may be a question for Mickey at 12:20, but I thought Rashard talked about – remember we had that story where Rashard spent a little time doing some defensive back research this year leading mm-hmm. up to the draft? And I thought that he was one of the guys that he found. I'm sure Mickey will know that. He'll give us an update on that and injuries at 12:20.
Hey, you guys, we have an opportunity to give a listener – a chance to go watch Cowboys practice that Thursday. Do you want to give it away right now?
I'm in.
Oh,
I'm in.
No.
Should we do it right now?
No.
Should we do it right now?
I don't want to do it right now.
Okay. Because all we're going to say
I thought I wanted to do it right now, but I don't want to do it.
We're going
right
to say
now.
Caller 10 at some point in this hour.
Uh-huh. But not now.
But not. And whenever we do it, Chippy, you should have some music for us to signal. Okay, at some point we're going to do it. You get to go watch practice with a friend, but you got to keep listening for your chance.
Purge horn?
Oh, yeah. Let's hear that. Can we hear that? The purge horn, Chippy?
Yep. Just give me 1 second. By the way, guys, I got an update on the Autoflex Leasing Fantex, 877-881-1053. Both Scarborough went to Seattle and Tampa.
No.
So thank you, everyone, for setting us straight on all that.
Hate to see that happen. God, he went all to right. both of those
yeah.
places.
He's oh, there. No. He's in both places right now. He's got a really good chance of making a team.
Man, I gotta ask you guys about something. So with the Andrew Luck thing, I saw this going around Twitter. People were saying, is this the weirdest thing to ever happen in the NFL?
Mm-hmm.
And the responses out there were hilarious. And so I've got a list of some of the weirdest things to ever happen in the NFL.
Okay.
And it's just so fun going back through this. Like, Andrew Luck retiring at this age is not anywhere near one of the weirdest things to happen in the NFL.
No.
All right, here's a list. I'm sorry, even in all of sports. This includes all of sports, okay?
And I want to throw this out there. I believe Jim Brown and Barry Sanders both retired at similar ages to Andrew Luck, and they're legendary Hall of Fame dudes.
Okay. J.R. Smith threw a soup at a coach.
Okay.
That's weirder, right?
That's not weirder. That was actually Tuesday with J.R. Smith.
Right. I think that's weirder.
It's
than,
very weird.
Vontae Davis retired at halftime of a game.
Pretty that, great.
To me, that's weirder than what Andrew Luck did.
That's awesome.
Aaron Hernandez happened.
Yeah, having the PCP tight end that murders people is probably pretty weird.
Let's stay on the Patriots for a second. Robert Kraft happened.
That's not weird. I think that's pretty standard.
I think it's more weird that Robert Kraft became good friends with Meek Mill than the whole thing that happened down there.
He went to RubHub.com, found him a good spot to go to.
That's also Tuesday.
Tom Brady was put on trial for deflating balls.
Okay.
That was weird.
Well, I thought it was more weird when he took his daughter and overhand threw her off a waterfall.
Or when he threw a perfect spiral.
Or when his son kissed him on the mouth.
Oh, yeah.
I kissed my son
on the
mouth.
But I'll say this. It's like, it wasn't weird to him, you know, because to him, those balls were perfect.
Yeah.
But to everyone else, it was kind of weird.
He's right, Ben.
The KD burner account.
That's pretty weird, yeah.
The Colangelo burner account.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's kind of standard this day and age,
though,
right?
The Colangelo burner account was weirder than the KD one, right?
That was weird.
Because he was trashing other GMs with his burner account. By the way, the GM he trashed just won a championship in Toronto. Just want everybody to remember that.
I want to understand it and try to remember exactly what happened here with Donald Sterling. Did he tell his ex that she could bring dudes to the game that she was hooking up with? She could hook up. She just couldn't bring them to Clippers games?
Yeah, he didn't want and he was dropping N-bombs. Uh-huh. He was launching them in the shower.
And he had AIDS.
All right, here's something that's super weird.
Uh-huh.
Dennis Rodman was the United States contingency to go talk to Kim Jong-un.
Yes, that's insane.
That's insane.
The whole Dennis Rodman career is insane, but that's the apex of it.
Manti Te'o's fake dead girlfriend.
That's the weirdest thing ever.
Okay, yeah.
That's
that
number
was
one.
So strange.
That's very
catfish
that
action.
Is number one.
These are all things that are weirder than Andrew Luck retiring out of the blue. Gilbert Arenas taking guns in the locker room.
Okay.
He had to because Jarvis Crittenton was going to kill him.
Okay. That's good.
And, hey, let's go. Here's something very recent. Antonio Brown's helmet situation.
Yeah?
That's more weird, right?
I don't think so, man. I think that's just Antonio Brown.
Pete Carroll had Marshawn Lynch but decided to throw from the one-yard line.
All right.
That's
a good bit.
That's weirder. Markelle Fultz forgetting how to shoot a basketball.
That's insane. That is insane. And that was kind of injury-related, but, man, that dude just lost it.
Fergie's national anthem.
Where she peed on herself, or is that something
it's a different story.
Yeah.
What?
Richie Incognito wanted to cut off his dead father's head at his funeral.
That was
and is back in the
insane.
League.
That's just steroids, right?
The Tiger Woods meltdown.
Okay, it's my favorite story in sports.
It's pretty great.
Because that was more than just a fire hydrant and a golf club to the head. I mean, that thing spun out for about a year of just
there was layers
rumors
to that.
And Waffle House chicks. And, God, it's so great.
God, there's some really good ones coming in on the Fantext, 877-AUTOFLIX Leasing Fantext, 877-881-1053. They may be on your list, Ben, but Lamar Odom and what happened at the brothel.
Yes. That was crazy.
Dwight Howard and the possible relationship with the tranny that may or may not have played out. And then the one I couldn't believe, local Sam Hurd was a drug kingpin.
That was pretty good. Yeah,
that was pretty crazy.
Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, the Mike Tyson ear thing.
This is Hurd?
Yes.
Wasn't that insane?
Just really, so you could just say Mike Tyson.
I think we can bring this all back to ground zero and close the wormhole of weird.
Okay.
Because maybe the weirdest thing besides Andrew Luck retiring right now, and I think all these things are more weird, but the thing that ties it all together is O.J. Simpson having a Twitter account and being upset that Andrew Luck retired right after he drafted him on his fantasy team.
Okay, hold on.
Hey, Twitter world.
I don't disagree with you, Ben, but I'm really curious as to the guys that are in the fantasy league with OJ. Did you see that room? There's like random 30-year-old white dude over there. It's like, what is this collection of people? They're like, hey, bro, let's get in OJ's fantasy league. This will be a blast.
It was so funny, and it's like, okay, A, you want to be associated with that. B, we're going to be in the live video where he's really complaining. OJ cannot complain. He got away with it, man. Got away with it. I know he spent some jail time, but he got away with it.
Who are the people that want to hang out?
You can't complain about fantasy football, man.
I understand, AC. Who are these people that want to hang out with OJ? What is happening? What in the holy
And what jokes are allowed in this case? They all make me uncomfortable, but the comments are
No, what about this one? What about OJ makes the Andrew Luck pick, and then one of the guys in his fantasy league goes, OJ, you really butchered that one. Am I right? Can we joke about this, guys? He's out, right?
I saw somebody say, hey, Andrew, OJ's definitely not the guy you want to make angry. I mean, there's just so many inappropriate things.
Yeah, also, it was like Luck will be killed by the weekend is one my cousin sent to me.
Also, shout out to Ron Mexico. That was a really weird thing.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.